But right now it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shops, soon to be Community Works in downtown Carrboro and in the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. That Whole Foods Plaza being renovated, but the PTA Thrift Shop is open with regular hours, all stocked up for the upcoming holiday season. So head on over and shop and support this great organization. Joined in the studio by Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson to help us out with Kids Q today. Guys, how's it going?
Pretty good, man.
Awesome.
It's a little dreary outside, but that's fine.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
It's making me sleepy.
It is making me a little sleepy.
It's sort of Halloweenish. I feel like if it's not still raining tomorrow, it'll at least be foggy.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Foggy and dreary and spooky and what have you.
Yeah.
I like that. Cool.
That way you can see the werewolf.
Oh, nice. Well, you can't see the werewolf now.
Well, yeah, because it's daytime.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a full moon somewhere.
Yeah, is that true? I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, it's a full moon somewhere.
That's
not
100%
sure that's accurate.
A, that's not how moons work. B, next year on Halloween night, it actually will be a full moon. Fun fact.
Nice.
No,
yeah.
It literally
and it will be
a full moon
again on Halloween in what year?
Ooh, like 2039... I can't remember. I knew this last week.
What is this, like a week ago?
Why would you not remember that?
This was Victor's trivia question.
It was. It was Victor's
for
trivia question.
For Al's Burger Shack.
Yeah.
But no, it is always a full moon somewhere. On the moon.
Oh, get out of here. Oh, yeah. My God. Can we ban him from Kids Q, please?
Yes. Theoretically, yes, we can,
actually.
I would love that. But he's just so much darn fun whenever we start to ask the question.
So, actually, here's a hypothetical question for you. If there's a werewolf on the moon, is he technically a wolf who turns into a man whenever it gets dark?
I bet you $5 is a movie about this already.
There's got to be. It's a B movie.
There might be.
I'm down to Google this.
10 to 1, Hasselhoff is in it.
I am super into werewolves
be, right?
on the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 to 1, it's got David Hasselhoff.
Gotta have the Hoff.
And then some
Ted
other...
Ted Nugent is there.
Ted Nugent, yeah, he's the hunter.
Oh my God,
this is the cast of Sharknado all over again. Tara Reid is the scientist.
It's called Wolf Moon.
I have an antidote.
No,
I already have a name for it. It's called Wolf Moon.
That probably is a movie that exists.
Yeah.
You're going to have to steal that title from someone. All right. Are you ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. It's a space-themed question, so perfect segue. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's Kids Q question. If aliens came to Earth, what would they look like?
Doesn't matter. We're screwed.
All right. Well, that was depressing. Victor, how about you? You were so much darn fun when
I was
defending you.
And then here you are, being Mr. Depressing.
Okay,
first off, that's my
we're
job.
All gonna die.
I am Mr. Depressing. How dare you take my job from me?
Sorry, I've been putting together our Halloween programming.
That's true, yeah.
So I've just been listening to scary stories for the last 3 hours, and I feel like it's gotten to my usually buoyant spirit.
Are any of the scary stories alien-related?
I don't think so.
Okay. We'll have to fix that.
I feel like aliens would be aggressively strange. Because it's a form of life that's completely different than what we would process as life, right? Like, if
right.
you go all the way down to the bottom of the ocean, you start running into some real weird stuff.
Yes,
and
yes.
that's sort of what I'm imagining, something that is maybe not even carbon-based. Like, I think one of the current prevalent theories is that silicon could be the base of other life, the base molecule. So, I don't know. Normally, when I think about this, I tend to think about blobs. I know that's lame, but, like...
No, I think that's fair.
Yeah, and there's this really cool sci-fi concept that has gotten passed around on the internet within the past few months, that what if aliens were just hyper-efficient single-celled organisms?
Right.
And we, to them, are just terrifying hive-mind creatures made up of trillions of individuals somehow functioning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you're
like
saying
that.
Basically we're the Borg.
Basically,
yeah.
But each one of us is an individual Borg. Yeah,
and
there are like billions of Borgs on Earth.
Oh,
I like that.
Oh,
that's
God,
interesting.
That's so, mind blown.
Also, if you look into how amoeba live as creatures, they are straight up terrifying.
Oh, yeah, big time.
It's sort of like talking about house cats. Like, house cats are cute, but if this cat was roughly 3 times its current size, it is a legitimate threat.
Yeah, it's called a tiger.
I feel like most things would be legitimate threats if they were 3 times their current size.
See,
like,
and that's a fun thing to think about.
A snake that's 3 times its
current
size. A mosquito that's, anything 3 times its current size is going to be a little bit
unnerving. An eagle 3 times its current size could take a human.
All of these are the things that you
or
think
you
about.
Ride it.
You don't don't necessarily think about single-celled organisms, right?
Right.
Thinking about an amoeba being a legitimate threat to you as a person is terrifying.
A little bit. So we were also thinking, like, not what aliens look like, but what aliens that have the capacity to come to Earth would look like. So these would have to be hyper-intelligent beings with the ability to build and like, actually use a spaceship of some kind. So I feel like opposable thumbs of some sort would be necessary.
That is not according to David Duchovny in the film Evolution.
David Duchovny.
He is one of the ultimate sources on the unexplained.
X-Files,
there
Evolution.
Is no
I feel like Chris
David
Carter
Duchovny
is one
house.
Of the sources of the unexplained, and David Duchovny is just...
Sean William Scott.
Sean William Scott.
It's
really?
In the film Evolution, yeah.
Yeah.
Orlando
that's,
Jones.
This
Orlando
is a point,
Jones.
These are points against David Duchovny here.
Well,
Stifler says they don't need opposable thumbs, therefore.
I'm just also still thinking about the plot line of Moon Wolves 2, Lunar Boogaloo.
Or Stifler shows up.
And Tara Reid as
Tara
the scientist.
Reed, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Always.
She's
the
coming
scientist.
Back from the first film.
Of course.
She's the only survivor.
She's the only survivor
from the first
film,
yeah.
Because she used science to survive. Yeah.
Because science.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL and at PTA Thrift Shops. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.